This is CIOI 101.5 FM.
The Hawk is on the air.
Hi, this is Smiling Jack Smith with the New Panama Limited, and you're listening to Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Get set to get your toes a-tapping, because great blues is coming your way.
Smiling Jack Smith, he now makes his home in a small mountain village outside Madrid, Spain. He's got a very unique album out, a blues album that includes a tuba. His release is called Nowhere to Go But Up. We're going to hear Don't Come Running to Me and Random Walk start all over again. Smiling Jack Smith and the New Panama Limited.
Absence make the heart grow fonder when the love is blind. Then the loneliness turns into pain. Few words show you needed me, should have eased my mind. I'll never play that kind of game again. Don't come running to me, baby. Don't come running to me. I found real loving in the lonely time. Don't come running to me. Don't come running to me, baby. Don't come running to me. If you don't tend the orchard, you can't pick the fruit. Don't come running to me. Two can share a bed, babe, and still sleep alone. There's no way to keep your love alive. Soon love starts to wander far away from home. Tell me, can you see it in my eyes? Turned to ember, embers turned to ash. Cold wind blows and nothing warm remains. All that's left is memories hiding in the past. All that's left of love is lingering pain. Don't come running to me, babe. come running to me. In a random walk, too much thinking and too much talk. One step forward and two steps back, start all over again. One plus one isn't always two. All depend what you're trying to do. Might be time for a different tack. Step or you just might slip. Fingers trying to grab a crack. Start all over again. Sometimes feel like that famous cat. Here, not here, and now where's here at? Inside the box it is warm and black. Start all over again. Start all over again. Hand on infinity. I saw him, but he didn't see me. Keep on trying till I get the knack. Start all over again. Start all over again.
Smiling Jack Smith and the New Panama Limited from Nowhere to Go But Up. Let's kick back and enjoy some really unusual music, but it is quite enjoyable. It's a project started by drummer and producer Jim Casson, who plays with Downchild and the Mighty Duck Blues Band. The release is called Davis Hall and the Green Lanterns. We're going to hear Marshville Station and Temperanceville. Davis Hall and the Green Lanterns. We'll find out where their name comes from when we chat with Jim Casson next week.
Living in one of the major centers, which includes St. Catharines, inside city limits of Niagara Falls, Welland, Port of Colborne, Sunville, or Fort Erie, you're eligible to play Name It and Claim It this time around. If you have to call collect, do so. Region 21361 is our number. This is the record.
Thank you.
Problems, friends, and I kind of hope that you'll bear with me.
Hall and the Green Lanterns. Last week we chatted with Erin McCallum about the new makeup of her band, including Teddy Leonard. We're going to play a tune of the two of them playing together in a live video performance, Ain't No Blues in New Orleans, and then we will have a chat with Teddy Leonard.
Even blues was left behind. Say that for me, Teddy. Thank you. keep on passing. I can't even see the ground. Water keep on passing. I can't even see the ground. Said there ain't no blues to get me by. My tears don't make a sound. Ain't no blues in New Orleans. Lord, there ain't no blues.
Live music is starting to make a comeback, thank goodness, and recently a couple of great festivals were held, the Southside Shuffle in Port Credit and the Lighthouse Blues Festival in Kincardine. And one of the bands that appeared in Kincardine was the Aaron McCallum Band, and we're joined by the guitarist of the Aaron McCallum Band, Teddy Leonard. Teddy, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, I'm glad to be here, Ken. Thank you.
So you've just recently joined forces with Aaron. What's it like playing with a powerhouse singer like that?
It's easy. She does all the work and I just do all the smiling.
Well, it must have felt pretty good to get back on stage with a live audience.
Yes, it was a great gig. It was a great day. As it always is in Kincardine, it was very windy. And we had to cut our set short, unfortunately, as the wind kept grabbing the tent over the stage and trying to make it a parachute.
Great description.
You know, I've been canceled for a lot of different things, you know, people being sick, unfortunately 9/11, all sorts of things, even a bomb threat once, but never for wind.
No, that's a new one, that's for sure. The band is working on some new material. What's it like working with Aaron? She's doing the lyrics, I understand, and you are going to be co-producing with her.
Yeah, well, that's a great privilege and a great honor. Aaron loves writing. She is a writer by nature, and she writes articles for the Blues Society, and she writes lyrics, and she's really good with words. I often just throw out an idea to her on a text or a messenger, and she writes a song from it.
And how are you two meshing? Are you finding it rather easy to sort of step in and play with her, or is it taking a little bit of an adjustment?
Oh, no, it's easy to play with Aaron. Aaron's playing bass now in the band as well as singing. You know, I can also stand on the shoulders of the people who did the records with her before it. So learning their parts and learning their feels. And that's great, too. And then we're going to move on with a record of our own. And I'm really looking forward to that. I've got some great ideas for Aaron. You know, we're going to have a bit more acoustic music involved, like a percussion and acoustic guitar, and as well as electric. It's going to be kind of a mixed bag for her, I think.
I think we're all looking forward to hearing that. It's going to be great. You got a lot of irons in the fire. You are also playing with the Hogtown All-Stars.
Yeah, that's a great band. We start recording tomorrow.
Tell us who's in the band.
Well, I'd be a liar if I didn't say it looked a lot like Downchild, but Gary Kendall on bass and Downchild's new drummer, Jimmy Casson, on drums, Pat Carey on saxophone, Chuck Jackson, of course, the singer and leader, and Tyler Urima's playing keys. He's now filling the void that left when Michael Fonfara passed away. And Howard Moore plays trumpet.
And how did you guys go about selecting the tunes that you're going to record?
Well, we did it on Zoom. We had a lot of tunes. We had we could chop it down from about 30 songs to enough for a CD.
And when will that album be available?
Oh, boy. Gary is a great business manager as well as being a great bass player and a great friend. And he gets stuff done. So it will be recorded in the next, I think the recording will probably be finished in the next 2 or 3 weeks. And then it will be mixed and mastered. And he likes to get that done. So I don't know if he's got a date in his head, but it could easily be before Christmas.
And you're also an active member of the Maple Blues Band, and you guys are going to go and do some recording as well.
Well, we just did a gig in Calgary, which was maybe our coming out party after COVID. And it went really well. People in Calgary were great. It was really well-run festival. And we mostly did instrumentals. And we had a couple of singers. Susie Vinnick sang. She was great, as always.
That music is available on the album called Instrumentals.
Yeah, yeah. Mostly mental, but instrumental.
Yeah.
And I always love playing with that band. I played in that band for, I think, 17 years. I think, you know, rightfully so, people are saying they're a little tired of seeing us on stage. But it's a wonderful gig, and we all know each other really well. And we've had great people in that band come and go. Tom Bona on drums, Chris Murphy on baritone sax, and Chris Whiteley. And, of course, Michael Fonfaro was in the band, too. But he's left us, and he leaves a big hole to fill. Lance Anderson's doing the best.
That's for sure. And Gary has also released Dusty and Pearl Revisited, Volume 1, and you're playing on that one as well.
Yeah, no, that, I can't tell you how many years ago that was, but, phones were invented, and it's probably 15 years ago. But we had a lot of fun making it, and I'm really glad that Gary did. And Gary's made 2 CDs under his own name, plus the instrumental CD. And, of course, he's made many, many other CDs, too. But I'm really glad that he put out his own records, and I think he is, too.
What keeps you going? How do you keep inspired?
Well, you know, I get to meet new players all the time. You know, the other singer that we played with in Calgary was Steve Mariner. You know, I've only known Steve probably for 10 years, but it's just fantastic to get to know other people that play the same kind of music and have the same kind of sensibilities. It's really great.
And boy, when Steve Mariner pulls out his harmonica, that always gets me going.
Man, you should see him play guitar. I mean, he's an awfully good guitar player.
Exactly.
And of course, as a singer, he is a spectacular singer too. And I understand he plays organ.
Oh, does he? No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he likes to play B3, so I haven't heard him yet, but if it's any indication by his singing and his playing, he'll be great.
So I guess one last question. Where do you think the music is headed in the future?
You know, it's something I think about a lot, because you can't play B.B. King any better than B.B. King did, and you can't play Freddie King, or you can't sing Muddy Waters any better than Muddy. So you've got those benchmarks, and we've all made our living from playing music inspired by them, but the music has to evolve. And I hear great things from different people. I mean, the person that I look to the most is Robert Cray. You know, he can sing like nobody else, and his playing is flawless, and he writes great material. It's always a joy to listen to him. And I always think, wow, could I ever play a solo as good as that? I know I'd never sing like that, but could I ever play a guitar solo like that? His records are really inspirational. And he comes from R&B and blues, and he puts them together, and it's so good.
Well, I was chatting with Erin McCallum last week, and she just raves about your guitar playing. She said that she lights up on stage when you start going at it. So,
well, I don't know. The greatest thing about playing with Erin is just what a really nice person she is. And on top of that, she has tremendous passion for the music. Like, she really is passionate. She'll talk about music till the cows come home. And that's great. That's what you need. That's what you need for inspiration.
Well, I know I've had a couple of 5-minute phone calls with her that go into like the second hour, and we're still talking.
I know what you mean.
Teddy, thank you so much for coming on the show. And we're going to play a little more of your music wrapped around this interview. And I thank you so much for your time.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Was the Maple Blues Band from Instrumentals featuring Teddy Leonard, and many thanks to Teddy for joining us. Well-known member of Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, Colin Linden, has a new blues album out He's got a ton of awards, and I'm sure there's more coming. We're going to hear Boogie Let Me Be and Blow, the title track from the latest release by Colin Linden.
Shallows, there's a prison in the
Lyndon from Blow. From Hamilton, Juno Award winner Steve Strongman. We're going to spin two Paid My Dues, which he certainly has done, and bring you down Steve Strongman from Tired of Talking.
I'm on my last dime. I've given it all. I'm not getting through. I feel as pain. Shirt off my back. You're looking for more. Got your hand on my stack. Wanna know what it's like? Walk a mile in my shoes. I feel I've paid my dues.
Hi, this is Steve Strongman, and you're listening to Great Blues Tunes on Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Thanks for your support, and let's keep enjoying the great blues music that Canada has to offer.
Feeling down, don't need to hide from me. I know you always feel too much. there's no way out. There's no one you can trust. Don't you worry, don't let it bring you down. I hope that you always see there's good in everyone. It hurts when your friends all let you down. Comes down to you and me. I'll always be around. So don't worry, don't let it bring you down. Bring you down. Don't let it bring you down. Seems impossible to move ahead when you're standing on the edge. But you are not alone. I'm right by your side. You're feeling down, don't need to hide from me. I know you always felt too much, but don't you worry.
Steve Strongman from Tired of Talking. And I guess we must be getting tired of talking because we're out of here. Our time is up. We're going to leave you with a couple of tunes from Duff Music from the release Urban Love. We will catch you again next week. And stay tuned on the Hawk FM. Blue Source International is coming up next.
When the lines are crossed, I will ride the road to heaven.